You are now listening to the Solemn Attention Podcast.
So, leadership is hard. So many of you want to be a leader. So many of you want to make that climb. And as we talk about purpose, if you're at the video at this time and you've grown, right, because we've talked about so many different things, you might be saying, you know what, maybe my purpose is to be a leader. Like, maybe that's where I'm supposed to be. Like maybe I'm supposed to lead in a certain area. And that might be true. But I want to give you a perspective because, you know, we have a whole perspective section on this challenge. I want to give you a perspective about leadership to challenge you to make sure that you are going in the right direction. I'm a person who has been in my profession now for more than a decade and have been a leader, have taught leaders, have researched and studied leadership, have presented nationally or around the country about leadership. Not bragging, but I want to qualify what I'm about to say. I think I know a little bit about leadership, so you can understand the context of the lens by which I'm speaking at it. And so leadership is hard. And this podcast is for millennials. The number one thing when I meet so many millennial leaders, man, so many. At conferences, at work with them. And you want to know the number, for me, and from my experience, the number one issue millennials have in leadership, because we're young, we're in leadership, we're trying to make change. In our mind, we're just trying to make change. That's what's dangling in front of us, change. But we oftentimes forget the people element of leadership. And so the number one issue that we have as millennial leaders is, we fail sometimes to understand that you cannot lead people how you want to be led. You must lead them how they need to be led, based off of their personality, based off of their flaws. Because you got one goal, but you got a group of people that are different in learning styles, personality styles, et cetera, et cetera. Your job as a leader is to get all of those people in their own intricate way to get to where you're trying to go. Most people don't tell you that in leadership school. So you learn all these leadership styles and strategies and you find your purpose. And you think that you have to lead people that the way you be a successful leader is that you lead people how you want to be led. And that's false. You're going to have career suicide. You are not going to be a successful leader unless you hire a bunch of people that think like you, that work like you, and that are just another carbon copy of you. And if you do that, I mean, that's problematic, because I know for me, every good leader needs to have different people around them. I can't have everybody who thinks like me around me. I mean, that's going, right? So good luck on trying to lead a bunch of yous, because you're going to all see something from one perspective. So you're going to miss something. So you need to have people who are thinkers, who are analytical, who are, like, you got to have a good mix. That's good leadership. You can't be afraid to mix up the room. You can't get a whole bunch of people that just make you feel good, because you're going to miss something. So as millennial leaders, that's the number one thing I want you to know, is that you cannot lead people how you want to be led. You must take the time to understand that person, their flaws, where they're trying to grow, how they like to be learned, how they like to be led. Take inventory of that. Take inventory of all of your staff. And then you as a leader, here's where the work comes in. You got to figure out how I'm going to lead 10 different people, 10 different ways to get the same common goal done every day. Now, if you're listening and you're saying, oh, that's too much, then you're not a leader. Good. I'm glad you're having that introspect. Because that's okay, because everybody's not gifted to be a leader. Everybody has a different task on a team, and it doesn't make you less than. I'm glad that you're saying that's too much, because you're not a leader. That's not your gift. And that's a good comment. That's a good thing to have, because not understanding that, you're going to harm people. You're going to hurt people along the way, because you're going to be a driver. You're going to drive stuff down people's throat. They're not going to have a voice. They're not going to feel included. They're not going to feel heard. They're not going to feel a part of a team. And ultimately, if you hurt them long enough, they'll leave the profession altogether. And I know people know that are listening. You know, maybe this has happened to you, or you know, like, this is real. And it was because that leader didn't take the time to understand his or her team and try to figure out how they were going to, because they were too lazy. They wouldn't do it one way. And that's it. Like, for example, I'm going to give you a story. So, right, I had a staff member who, I'm the type of leader, I don't like to micromanage, right? So I just, every week we have a meeting, I give out, this is what needs to get done. I send out all my emails on Monday on everything I need to get done. Let me email you every day. Call. I'm more of a let people do the work. I'm going to give you the tools, you go do, and you call me when you need me to solve issues. That's how I like to lead. Right? That's my preference. Okay. But I had this one staff member who, she was highly analytical and she was a question asker. She liked clarity. So I could give all my directions at the beginning of the week, send all my emails so my team know what to do. But her nature was, this is her personality. She was a whole picture type person. She wanted to know the whole picture of something so she could understand how that one task was connected. So she could, because she felt like her understanding the whole picture, she would perform better. That's not my style. As you can see, I'm not a whole picture. I'm a day by day person. This is what we got to get done. Her style was, I need the whole picture. So what I had to do, even though I hated it, every week, her and I had a 30-minute meeting where she pretty much read out all the tasks that I had given them, and she asked questions for clarity and understanding. I hated it. It wasn't my style. But as a leader, I don't get to pick that. I have to make sure that I create that time for her to be an effective employee. And she was an extremely effective, proficient, high-performing employee, but it required me to give her 30 extra minutes a day. I mean, a week. I'm sorry. That's what I'm talking about. And that's just one staff person, right? You may get, again, 10 staff people, 10 staff persons, and you got to do different things. But that's what I'm saying. If I would have led how I wanted to lead and not cater to the styles of my team, she would have been that team member sitting there at her desk not knowing what's going on. And here I am stewing. I don't understand. I gave her all the information. I talked to him about it. I sent them an email. I don't understand why she's not performing at a high level. And so now we got this, right? Right. So it took us having that conversation and me being able to work through that. So leadership is hard, man. We're going to talk about leadership a little bit more, but leadership is hard. So as you're thinking about purpose and you're thinking maybe I won't be a leader, ask yourself, do you have the capacity to lead people? Not, oh, tell people what to do. I'm not talking about that. Do you have the capacity to lead and steward people, steward relationships, steward their growth, their development, steward their stories, steward their learning styles, their leadership styles, their differences, their needs for work balance, their good days, their bad days, their high days, when somebody dies, when somebody's kid dies, when somebody has health issues? Can you steward all of that while getting them to achieve work outcomes? If you're saying, I don't have the capacity to do all of that, then you're not a leader. I would encourage you to not get into leadership. I really would. On this podcast that's going all over the world, Solomon Tichin said it. If you can't see yourself doing that, or if you don't have the capacity to do that, it's not a bad thing. I'm happy. I'm telling you, don't go into leadership because you're going to harm people. Leadership is hard and it's serious. You're not, unless you're telling me that you lead a job where all you do is deal with robots and machines, which there are jobs like that, fine. That's a whole different conversation. I'm talking about the jobs where you are leading people, not a machine, not a robot. Meaning because you're leading a person, they might have a bad day because they're a person and they're not perfect. They may need a break they may need a mental health day. They may need some love and support because, like, listen, I'm just, my home life is just not where it needs to be right now, because I'm a person. I'm not a machine. You can't come in every day, turn all the switches on, and as long as I'm plugged up, expect me to perform at a high level, when today I need a day. I need some support. I need some mentorship. So leadership is hard. I look forward to continuing this conversation with you guys on the Solomon Tension Podcast, Unfiltered. Make sure you like, share, subscribe as we continue to spread and encourage millennials to live a life on purpose.